At 8 p.m. local time this evening, people all across the globe will be shutting off their lights for 60 minutes to make their stand against climate change in what has been dubbed Earth Hour. The event kicked off in Sydney, Australia today, with the lights going out on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and Opera House. In Singapore, more than 1,000 people gathered for an Earth Hour carnival in the city centre to watch the lights go out at office towers, hotels and other landmarks. Andy Ridley is the director of Earth Hour Global. He spoke with us about the significance of the event.
Turning your lights off it's not about how much you save in that hour. But what really is important about Earth Hour is taking that message beyond the hour. So, you know, what can you do in your life? What can you do if you're a business? What can you do if you're a community? What can you do if you're a family in terms of cutting your emissions and heading us towards a more sustainable future where we look after our planet in a way that, you know, helps it become more sustainable?
What advice would you have for the average person, me or you, to minimize our carbon footprint, like something we could easily include or disclude from our daily habits or daily activities?
For example, if you have a mobile phone, if you take the phone charger out of the socket when you're not charging your phone, that saves a tiny bit of electricity because it is only a small bit and that won't save the planet, but every little bit counts. So you could start there. You can then, you know, go to turning off light switches when you don't need them. But I guess it's also worth remembering that there are still hundreds of millions of people across the world who don't even have, you know, full electricity all the time. And so just remembering that this problem faces all of us, not just those with power. You know, taking part in that one moment every year where you can, you know, join with them across the planet to, you know, take part.